Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jody McDonald, Glenn Mack, now this hour, sponsored by Meridian Bank. Regional presence, community touch. Meridian Bank, innovative business banking for entrepreneurial success. Mike Sielski, who normally does Saturday with me, is traveling to Indianapolis. So Jody, who does Sunday, I appreciate you stepping in today. We talked at the start of the show, you mentioned briefly when I said, brisk day in the Delaware Valley. We ended up talking about Buffalo. So I talked to my uncle last night, who lives there in a suburb.
There?
Yeah, it's a near suburb called Kenmore. I said, "Geez, what's? I'm watching the news. It's like unbelievable. I'm seeing 4 feet of snow. It's, you know, there's a guy who was doing a great thing on Ross Tucker's Twitter timeline, which was measuring the snow via the height of cans of Labatt's beer. So when he last posted, it was 7 Labatt's high.
Wow. That's a lot of snow.
That's a lot of nice cold beer.
That's good.
Right.
That's a good thing.
But I called my uncle. I said, "Oh, my God, what's it like?" He said, "Nah, we got like 3-4 inches. I said, "What?" And I remember because, you know, I grew up there. It's weird, but I'm not going to tell you in any way Buffalo is anything close to tropical. But if you live in or north of Buffalo, and I grew up just north of Buffalo, you get snow. But you don't get that. If you live south of Buffalo, which unfortunately is where they built the football stadium, Orchard Park, you're right next to Lake Erie. And what happens is when the cold weather comes over Lake Erie, I can't give you the whole weather station thing on it, but the moisture adds to the snow, and that's where they get the 4 feet of snow. So they canceled the game. They're going to play in Detroit on Sunday. If they can get there, they were talking about today, they didn't know how they were going to get to Detroit. Part of me, Jody, was so disappointed because it would have been such a great game to watch. But I also understand that, like, they didn't want people, you know, dying getting to and from the stadium.
Right.
They had no way to clear that snow out of the seats.
Do you think Bill's Mafia is going to let a little snow get in their way from pregame activities? Not a chance. Not a prayer.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
they're
protecting their fan base is what
yes.
they're doing more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. But it would
good
have been
for that.
So much fun to watch.
Quick story. I've been to Buffalo twice in my entire life. Despite you and I being partner for 7 years, and I never took a Buffalo road trip together.
No.
But I went with a girl one time. She lived in Buffalo. I drove all through the night, got there the next day. We're going out with a friend of hers the next day. And the phone rings, and it's this girl that we're supposed to be meeting. And she says to my friend, "Kimmy, we better, like, push up our time to meet." And why? "Well, we got about a foot of snow." Now, Kim lives in Buffalo. And we look outside. There's not a flake to be seen.
Yeah.
But her friend, as you just described, must have lived south.
Yeah.
And Kim lived in the north end of Buffalo. Not a flake. Not
yes.
one. And she's on the phone with her friend, who also lives in Buffalo, going, "We've got about a foot." I said, "How far away did she live?" She goes, 15-minute drive. I said, "How can that be? How could she have a foot of snow, and we're a 15-minute drive away, we don't have a flake?" That's Buffalo. That's the lake effect.
The dumb part was putting the stadium down there, of course. And they did. I saw a survey this last week of Buffalo fans. I don't know how scientific it was or if just a Twitter poll. But do you want a dome for the next stadium? 80-plus percent said no way.
No. I would have guessed 90.
All right, Jody, before we go back to the phones, let's pick some NFL games this weekend. You want to do three apiece? You go take one, I'll take one.
Hey, fair enough. that's easy enough for me. Three games I like tomorrow. I'm going to take my J-E-T-S, Jets, plus points at New England. I know New England has been a team that they just can't seem to beat, seeing as they've already beaten the Bills and the Dolphins this year. That would be the only one left. Lost to them a couple of weeks ago. They're playing better football. They're actually in a playoff position. Shoot, depending on how the results of the other games go, they could be in first place in that division by the end of the weekend. They're getting 3.5 points. I think they're going to beat the Pats outright. You know how big a Justin Fields fan I am. The last couple of weeks, he has been amazing. The Bears have won.
Wait,
exactly.
Let's do one and I'll do one. We'll go back
okay,
and forth.
Okay, sorry, back and forth.
All right, that's fine. All right, so you like the Jets.
I'm going to
pick on the stink game of the weekend, which is the Rams at New Orleans, Saints 3.5-point favorites. So the Rams now have 6 offensive linemen on injured reserve, and a 7th guy was ruled out yesterday. Most of the guys who are going to play offensive line were not even on the team 6 weeks ago. And by the way, no Cooper Kupp. And by the way, Matt Stafford just was cleared from concussion protocol. I know how bad the Saints are, and I know the Saints have a tough time stopping the run, which I'm sure is going to be the Rams' approach. But I cannot believe that the Rams are going to be able to do it with basically nothing left on offense and no offensive line. I am going to take the Saints, given 3.5, and probably regret that one.
Yeah, that is the stinker game of the week.
It's a stinker
game.
Doesn't matter.
If you've got a good feeling about it, you should pick that game.
Right.
I say that to all the people who pick games. My second game is Bears. Justin Fields has been phenomenal the last 3 weeks, doing things that no other quarterback's ever done in the history of the NFL. The Bears are the first team. I saw this stat last week, MacMan. First team ever in the history of the NFL to score 29 or more points in 3 consecutive weeks and lose all 3 games. They did. They're not going to lose this week. They're down in Atlanta. I think Fields will have another big game. I think this is the week that they finally score more than 29 points and actually win a game. I'll take the 3 points to cover my backside just in case, but I think the Bears, like the Jets, will win outright as an underdog.
Okay. I take the worst game of the week. Now I think I'm going to take the best game of the week, which should be Cowboys at Vikings. 4:25 tomorrow. I'm sure I didn't even look. I'm sure it's got to be the national game on CBS. The line was really weird on this. The Vikings are +1.5 at home against the Cowboys, unless you got a different line. That's what I saw
no,
on Thursday.
It's moved a little, but that's where it's at right now.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Kirk Cousins fan, but, I mean, he's stood in the pocket. He's made a lot of – that game against the Bills, man, he made a lot of good throws. I do think the Cowboys' defense is probably going to put a little more pressure on him than the Bills did, so he's going to have to kind of prove it again. I know the Cowboys are coming off a loss, and the Vikings are coming off an all-time great win, and so that says, you know, take the Cowboys. But the Vikings at home have a great crowd. I don't think they should be underdogs to the Cowboys. I think Justin Jefferson is a monster. And if a wide receiver, I guess Cooper Kupp might have won the MVP last year. He's another wide receiver who should get thought in the MVP vote, certainly top 5. This is going to be one of those games. I think the Vikings are going to win it, and people are going to debate afterward, is Dak Prescott any good? I'm going to take the Vikings at home against the Cowboys, +1.5.
All right, I'll go to that game as well, but we'll make it a same game parlay for everybody. But despite the fact that the Eagles took their first loss, so now they and the Vikings have one loss apiece, and we're complaining about the Eagle defense. Viking defense is worse. I don't like their defense a little bit, but I love their offense. And, yeah, I think they're going to move the ball against Dallas's defense, but I think Dallas is going to put up points too. The over-under moved up from 47.5 to 48, so it's moving in that direction. I still don't think it's moved enough. I think this game is played in the 30s by both teams. So I'll take the over 48 in the Cowboy-Viking game.
All right. Well, there you go. So the Vikings win at 27-24. We're both happy.
Yes, sir.
All right. So my third game, looking at a couple here. I think I'm going to take the Bengals. The Bengals are playing a lot better right now. Again, if the number has changed, I have the Bengals just given 3.5 to the Steelers.
I'm looking for it right now. Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah, okay. And I know the Steelers, they got it going a little bit last week. Their run game is actually pretty decent. It's a division game, which we saw last Monday night here in Philadelphia, can affect things. But I still think that line is too low. I think the Bengals have gotten it back in gear, and I think the Bengals win this thing by 5, 6, 7 points or more. So there you go. So I'm going to take the Bengals at Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the Vikings at home over Dallas. And I am going to hold my nose and take New Orleans minus 3.5 over the battered up one-time Super Bowl contender Rams. And you?
And I got the Jets plus 3.5, the Bears plus 3, and over on the Dallas-Minnesota game at 48.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much. Ooh, can you close it the way you used to close this segment?
Bet with your head not over it. That's my favorite wagering. Or hope you're cashing them, not trashing them. Which,
there it is.
Jordy Mack catchphrase do you like best?
The cashing, not trashing was always
okay.
My favorite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.